Keep yourself in the loop of everything football on the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast. The latest news on and off the field, be it college football, Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, Pac-12, ACC to the NFL. We've got you covered. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the GSMC Football Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Jeff Maloff, and with me is the Dutch to my R. Arthur Morgan. I give you Mark Souza.
What's up?
That is a Red Dead Redemption 2 reference for anyone wondering. I just finished that game, actually, the other day. Great.
Did it live up to the hype?
Oh, it's a great game. I can't wait for the online stuff to come, but the story is... It's a beautiful looking game.
You rob some banks and some trains.
Yes, actually. I highly recommend playing it. If you're a fan of video games and you're a fan of like old Western, oh, it's a great game.
Is it like Westworld, the show?
No idea what that is.
Wow. Should check out that show sometime.
I might. But great game, Red Dead Redemption 2.
You'd love Westworld because you're like, you like Western stuff and you like
I just
nerdy
like the
kind
Western,
of stuff too, right?
I like Western video games. I only like Red Dead Redemption 1 and 2 as Western mm-hmm. games. That's the only Western games I've played.
Gotcha.
And Red Dead Revolver, but that's... Oh, anyways, we're getting off topic. Welcome to this podcast. We've got a lot to talk about in the world of sports, football, the football. And speaking of football, we saw a destruction in a football game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Carolina Panthers by a score of 52-21. Steelers over the Panthers. We thought this game was going to be close. We were dead wrong. This game was just out of hand from the beginning. Well, actually, there was two touchdowns in the first two plays of the game, which was exciting, but then it was all Steelers the rest of the way.
Panthers started off good. It looked early on. Maybe they were going to come
in and
get a win.
It was like 7-7, and then the Steelers scored 14 unanswered points. And then the Panthers scored again. And then it was 10 points more for the Steelers in the second quarter. And then 14 points. And then another 7.
Mm-hmm.
It got out of hand.
Yeah. I mean, we thought it was going to be a good game. It started off strong. After that Cam Newton pick six, which I've honestly no idea what he was thinking in that moment in time.
I don't know why you just don't throw it out of bounds.
Yeah.
Or
take the safety. I mean, that's a lot better than what happened. But, you know, but it is what it is.
Speaking of questionable play calling, Eric Reed was also ejected for a hit on a defenseless Roethlisberger as he was sliding, which he gave himself up and he looked like he hit him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric Reed, after the game, quoted in saying this, "I didn't even know you could be ejected in the NFL." Has he not seen any games in the history of football?
Well, that is kind of a new thing, though. Like he's talking about for a hit. I don't think he's talking about ejection. I think what he means there is that I didn't know you could get a personal foul and get ejected on your first one, which I can understand what he's saying.
He's probably seen a couple of games where there's targeting and you get ejected for targeting, and he disagrees.
But you
with
did
the
it
rep-
until this year, right? This is the first year in college that you get ejected for, but this is the first year the NFL said on that you can get ejected straight away from.
Yeah, but you can get ejected still from a game. He was
right,
like, "I didn't
right.
know you could get ejected in the NFL." Like,
I'm taking his words as that's what he meant, because mm-hmm. I'm sure he knew that you could actually get ejected. There are. I mean, you could punch a referee in the face and get ejected. I don't think that he thinks.
God, wouldn't that be something to see?
Well, you see like, players when they accidentally hit a ref when they're like,
"Oh
pushing
my!" When
and
they
shoving.
And they
get ejected.
Fair.
So
you know, I saw one time a guy brushed a guy's arm by accident and mm-hmm. he got ejected. Like some refs are a little too quick on the trigger.
It's just that it's automatic ejection, yeah. right?
The referees told me I was targeting him, which I disagree with, is the quote from Eric Reed after that comment. And it looked like he was kind of going for him.
I think that it was a personal foul, but I don't agree that he should have been ejected for that hit. I don't think it was malicious enough to get ejected for it. Even if he went, even if he led with his shoulder and went to tackle him, and he did make contact with him, do you think it deserved to be an ejection straight away? Like straight away, like your first one. That's my thing. If he had another one in the game, then I would agree with it. But that's my thing.
It was also like the fight afterwards, kind of like Eric Reed was.
But he didn't start that. I mean, he
Well, it was the players defending them. So it was players defending their quarterback. I get that, but he was also trying to fight back, which you shouldn't do in that situation. You should really lay off. You should really just get away from the situation.
But I mean, what was he going to do? He's surrounded by 5-6 players from the opposing team in his fate.
Defending him. I'm not. Do you
agree with the
him.
Ejection though, or no?
It's questionable. That's all I'll say.
Yeah,
because it could have easily been one way or the other.
So moving back to the game, the Panthers, they get routed. They started off well. That pick six, I think, was a difference early on in that game. Kind of shifted the momentum as we saw both teams go back and forth early on. I thought the Steelers' offense was exceptional. You had some stats of Ben Roethlisberger that you wanted to talk about.
He had a perfect passer rating.
There's no such thing as perfect.
Yeah, there is. 158.3, and guess what he got?
158.3?
Correct. He had 158.3 rating, which is a perfect passer rating. He went 22 of 25 for 328 yards and 5 touchdowns. He sacked once this game. Once.
So he had more touchdown passes than incompletions.
Correct.
Wow. That is pretty, pretty good. I will say that.
And he threw it to 5 different players.
Everybody's getting a piece of the action.
2 tight ends, 3 wide receivers.
Everybody scored.
Actually, I lied. 2 tight ends, 2 wide receivers, and 1 running back.
So what you're saying is everybody in Pittsburgh scored a touchdown except for Le'Veon Bell last night.
Sure. I guess what happened at the after party stays at the after party, but whatever.
So, That's a very impressive game for a Steelers team that's been on a roll. I think that
this really puts like them in AFC North, just not just winning it, but like this is like sealing it almost.
And the Bengals have a tough game this week, as we will preview that later on. But you can see that there could be a big separation between the Steelers and the Bengals this week. Absolutely. So I have to ask you, Jeff. Does this win by the Steelers change your mindset of them? Do you think they are now in the conversation of best team in the AFC?
Yes.
You think they have a seat at that table now with Belichick and Andy Reid?
Well, I'm not saying the best team in the AFC, but
they have
contender,
an argument. Yes.
They can compete with them. I'm not saying they're better, but they can compete with them.
Sure. I don't think anybody would say you're wrong in thinking that, because after their early season struggle, they have now figured it out. They have now figured out how to win these games. Their offense was really, really poor at the beginning of the year. Plus, their defense was even worse. But their offense is more efficient. Even in the drives where they're not scoring points, they're moving the ball. They're putting their defense in better positions to stop the opposition rather than, you know, 3-and-outs and things like that. Ben Roethlisberger has been playing really well lately, and I think that this game kind of signified that.
True, 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 very true. It's a very good point. And the fact is, Ben Roethlisberger has been, that 5-touchdown game is a statement game. Like, I'm still here. You're talking about Breeze, you're talking about Brady, you're talking about Mahomes, you're talking about Nick Mullins, but I'm still here. Yeah.
Let's
face it, we were talking about Nick Mullins for like 2 days straight.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe we'll talk about him more on Monday when we preview the Giants and the 49ers, because we know that he's getting another start. So, you had some injury news about James Conner?
Yes, he's on concussion protocol, and it's understandably so because Le'Veon Bell might return, he might not, it's still unknown.
So you're telling me that the week that Le'Veon Bell has to return, James Conner gets a concussion, and you think that You think that Le'Veon Bell is sitting there like, isn't that something, Pittsburgh? Isn't that something?
Well, if you looked at his social media, Le'Veon Bell, it doesn't say anything about the Steelers on his bio anymore. It says Steelers running back. No, it doesn't. So I don't know if that's a problem.
When did he change that? Do you know?
Probably yesterday morning. I don't know.
Do you think he walks back into the facility like, hey, guys, your starting running back is here. Everybody just stay calm. You know,
I don't think he has the keys to the place anymore, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you think they changed the locks?
They changed the locks.
Man, he's like your child that goes off to college and then you no longer supporting them any further.
Wait, what? Why would you do that?
Yeah, you changed the locks. You're on your own now, Sally. You know? So.
Poor Sally.
Yeah, right? Well, James Conner, he didn't have the biggest game yesterday, but I think that had more to do with the fact that they just gave the ball to so many different players. Look at the passing game. I mean, five players scored touchdowns for the Steelers. And then you look at the production overall, and we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 players caught a pass for the Steelers last night.
11 players?
10 players, I'm sorry, 10 players. But 10 of the 23
completions. So you just lied to me.
23 completions, 10 different targets. But that's spreading the
wealth. Wait, you just lied to me, though.
It won't be the last time. So get used to it,
whoa,
my friend.
Whoa, what?
Oh, yeah. All right. You can't get through life without lying. You got to lie.
I don't know. That hurts my feelings.
Jeff, just understand that you will have to lie. How does this look on me? It looks great.
Hey, I asked you that before we started.
Yeah. You know when so look at this, Jeff. You're late to a movie, okay? You're late to a movie. Your girl is taking a long time to get ready. She's changed 7 times, and she says, how does this look? Even if it looks not
that
great.
Why was she changing 7 times to see a movie? It's dark in there.
You know how girls are. You know they want to look good.
You're acting. I got to ask your wife if this is like this.
They
want to
look good for their guy. They want to look good in public. All right. So
it's a dark room where you're a giant screen.
So let's say your actual opinion is like, nah, I'm not really feeling that outfit. I thought you looked better the third outfit ago. And
why would you stop her from? Why would you not stop her from changing if you like the outfit?
Because you're late
before
to the movie, Jeff, and you really want to go see that really good movie that's coming out.
Just say the first one looks great. Why is she
I get it, but you know, you let her do her thing for a while, but then your patience is up.
I feel like we're on different subjects again.
No, you just have to lie to get through life. So I will lie again, I promise. Anyways,
would you lie to your mom?
Are the Panthers lying to the fans as a Super Bowl contender? Are they liars after last night's game?
It's hard to tell. I think it's how you bounce back from
this. Are they frauds? Because that game looked like a fraud game, right?
Well, yeah, it did look too great for them. But I'm saying that how they bounce back from this is going to be the biggest factor in this.
Uh-huh. So, I want to talk to you about something. Are you ready?
Sure.
I want you to really pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. I think the Panthers might be a fraudulent football team. I said might. But you need to listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
The Panthers have won 6 games, but here are the teams they have beaten. The Cowboys. The Falcons. They lost to the Falcons. The Bengals. The Giants. They lost the Redskins. They beat the Eagles. They beat the Ravens. They beat the Bucks, and they lost the Steelers. I don't see a win in that group of games against a winning team except for the Bengals, and I'm not so sure the Bengals are good themselves. Are you concerned? Do you think that this team is as good as their record says they are?
It's to be determined. Like I said before, it's how you play in the next game after a loss or even a win like this. Like, is this the real deal? Or is this just like everyone has sloppy games? This might just be a sloppy game for the Panthers and a great game for the Steelers, but we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am concerned because I think the Ravens game is probably their best win so far to date They lost to the Redskins. But their next game is at Detroit, so they really have a good opportunity to get back on track. Then they host Seattle, and then they're away to the Bucks and the Browns. Their schedule is pretty favorable, but they need to do some damage in these games because they finished their last three games of the season with the Saints, the Panthers, and the Saints. Or, excuse me, the Falcons. Saints, Falcons, and the Saints, not the Panthers. That's a tough three.
So if the Panthers faced the Panthers, that would just be a practice game.
Yeah, you would think they'd win.
Hopefully, cross your fingers. But, yeah, facing two very good offenses, no question about it, and one of them may be the best team in the NFL, in the Saints, you have to play them twice, they might not make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a legit possibility, but one that they can't avoid if they keep winning these games for the next couple of weeks before they face those tough teams.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we'll see how they do in these upcoming games. It is important for them to get back on track. You don't want to lose to Detroit because that can kind of start maybe a downward trend. But in talking about the Panthers, their offense is so predicated on Christian McCaffrey, whether he's a runner or a receiver. When you look at their team, and Devin Funchess is probably their best wide receiver. They don't really have a lot of big names in the receiving game. Greg Olsen is a little bit long in the tooth. What do you think about this?
Long in the tooth?
Yeah.
I've never heard that older. Before. I've never heard that saying before.
I don't know why that's a saying, but that's a saying.
Well, so when your teeth grow, you are older?
I thought it was only your nose and your ears that grew when you got older. Like, continue to
your
grow.
Your ears also, like, your earlobes.
Right, your ears and your nose. Yeah. But people say long in the tooth. I don't know.
So when we're, like, in our 80s, our teeth are going to be like fangs.
If somebody can explain this saying to me, at Mark Hella Gets It on Twitter. That's Mark with a C. Hella as in Northern California. Gets
You've got to change it to something that's more adult. Like, you're 33, man.
Oh, man. No, it's Mark Hella Gets It. It's been Mark Hella Gets It. It will always be Mark Hella Gets
my
It.
My Twitter and Instagram are the same. It's just my name, Jeff Malinoff.
Yeah, that's boring.
It's just so people don't get confused. Like,
hi, guys. I'm Jeff Malinoff.
Okay, so when I get verified as a celebrity, I can't even say I have a straight face. Never mind. But I just think it's easier just to contact me that way. So yeah. It's easier to find me.
I don't want it to be so easy to find me. I want people to have a purpose. You find me if you seek me out.
So you want stalkers?
Sure.
He's married, folks. Sorry, fellas and ladies. But you can't stalk him. His wife would be angry.
She probably wouldn't care. She's pretty laid back.
Okay. What if they try to seduce you?
All right. Anyways.
All right. Moving on.
I was talking about the Panthers, though. That offense, are you concerned that they can match up against better teams?
I honestly don't know. That's the,
because I mean, if they're going to win the Super Bowl or be a Super Bowl contender, they got to play against the Rams, the Saints, even a team like the Eagles that look a little bit more well-rounded offensively.
You know, maybe that their only hope for a Super Bowl was that 15-1 year when they went to Super Bowl 50, and ever since then they've been on this slouch that you can't really explain. Mm-hmm. Maybe their time to make it is come and gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, they can still compete, but maybe that the greatest, their best chance to win one was that 2015 year.
Yeah, I don't think they're as good as their record says they are, and I think the Steelers are as good as their record says they are. So we'll
six,
see.
Was it 6-2-1?
Yeah, we'll see how these teams go from here. We'll see how they go, but let's go to a break, Jeff. When we come back, we have week 10. We got 12 other games on the slate for Sunday. We got one game Monday night, but we will preview and give our predictions to all the games that are happening this weekend. And then in the last segment of the day, we'll talk about college football, some notable games. We'll talk about who you need to watch, some interesting injury news that can affect a top four team. So we'll do that when we return.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
We'll be right back. Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back to the GSMC Football Podcast. We just finished talking about the Thursday Night Football massacre between the Steelers and the Panthers. Now we're moving on to the NFL Week 10 Sunday matchups. I'll start with a game between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Indianapolis Colts. Mm-hmm. I have the Jaguars taking this game. I know they have been playing well, but I think their defense is going to match well against this Indianapolis Colts division rivals. So I'm going to go 24-13.
24-13 between the Jags and the Colts. Now, you like the road team here, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you have confidence that Blake Bortles will go into Indianapolis.
I'm confident the defense will get things done. Mm-hmm. Never said anything about Blake Bortles.
Yeah, I will disagree here. I have the same score.
How dare you?
I have the same score prediction, 24-13. I like the Colts, though, and I'll tell you why. They're at home. They've been playing better lately. Their defense looks competent. Andrew Luck's been playing good. And I know about that vaunted Jacksonville defense. But I think Andrew Luck is a very smart quarterback.
Used to be vaunted. I don't know what happened. But
they're still a really good defense, though. But Andrew Luck is a good quarterback, and he uses his tight ends well. I like Jack Doyle and Eric Ebron to have good games. I like them to win 24-13 in a tight contest, but ultimately an easier win at home. So,
an easier win at home. Okay, your turn.
Would you like to go to another game?
Yeah, what game?
You know what? I think we just need to get this game out of the way. Jets and Bills. Let's just get it out of the way.
Oh, dear.
The Jets are at home. Both quarterbacks are out. Nathan Peterman is starting against Josh McCown, which is advantage New York in my Nathan Peterman, we know that he has an affinity of throwing the ball to the other team. He loves doing it. I have the score 23-10. Jets win. I just think that that defense will just pester Peterman. They'll get him uncomfortable. He's going to throw a couple interceptions. Maybe one gets taken to the house. It should be an ugly football game overall, though. What do you think about this game, Jeff?
It's not going to be a quarterback duel.
So what do you think the score will be, and what do you see happening in this game?
I'm going to see the Jets taking this one 18-10. Nathan Peterman versus Josh McCown is not the sexiest matchup, maybe the least sexiest matchup of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't explain what's going to happen in this game because I just see a lot of interceptions and a lot of just...
Yeah, I think people forget too that...
I can't explain how bad this game's going to be.
I think people forget that McCown is actually a pretty decent quarterback. I mean, he's obviously late later in his career and everything like that. But, I mean, the guy can play. He's probably one of the better backups in the NFL. I'd probably say top five, top 10.
McCown?
Yeah, I mean, he can play football, you know? Like, he's not Nathan Peterman, let's put it that way, so.
Do you hear about what happened with Nathan Peterman at a restaurant in Buffalo? He was taking his wife to dinner, for a birthday, and someone threw food at him and was harassing him multiple people were harassing him.
I thought you were going to say he threw food at somebody, but he was intercepted, but.
okay, I'm kind of feeling bad for this guy, and you're just still making fun of him.
Yeah.
I know the guy's playing bad, but leave his personal life alone.
I mean, you know, I think it is what it is. He's struggled mightily in the NFL. We have to make fun of him.
I understand that, but not in front of his wife during a dinner.
I mean, I'm not talking in front of his wife. Maybe somebody else is, but, you know, I mean, you know, bless her heart, she's still married to the guy after receiving.
They met in college, so she's not, she wasn't married for the professional level. It was the college guy. That's understandable, but I wouldn't leave my significant other if they were up in public, like at a professional level, they were bad at something. Like, if my wife was a great soccer player and she played for the national team and all of a sudden was doing terrible, I wouldn't just leave her. What mm-hmm. kind of person would I be?
Not nice.
Yes.
All right, so let's get back to football.
But if your wife was Nathan Peterman, well...
So what's the next game you want to look at?
The next game I want to look at? Let's go with a game that's actually kind of interesting, but this is totally up to you.
Go ahead.
It's the Bears
and the Lions.
And the Lions.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
And with the Bears being one of the best defenses in the league still, I think 21-17 Bears is still logical to say.
Yeah. I like the Bears in this game too. You like 21-17. The Lions just seem to be heading in the wrong direction. Kerryon Johnson's a little nicked up for the Lions. They lost Golden Tate. We saw last week that offense had a lot of trouble moving the football against the Vikings defense. That was good. Well, they're playing another good defense this week.
Who are they playing?
The Bears are a solid defense. So,
okay, I can kind of see that.
Yeah, the Bears, I mean, they got Khalil Mack. They're one of the better defenses in the NFL. I think that it's just going to be a big struggle for Matt Stafford to move the ball effectively. I don't see them being able to run the ball, so I could see him throwing a couple interceptions, being harassed a little bit by that defensive line. I got Bears 27-17. So why don't we move on to Saints and Bengals? It's the only matchup on Sunday that features two teams over 500, which is weird, honestly, and maybe points to this week not being the most exciting week of football, as last week was very exciting. So
I would even go on the limb saying kind of dull.
Yeah. So
I mean, is there one? There's only one game you said above 500.
Yes.
Both the teams. And I mean, is that like really where you want to go? Like, is that really how you want to promote? Like, hey, we got one game that's the two.
Yeah,
winning
just
teams.
Is what it is, right? So the Saints are at Cincinnati. The Saints coming off that massive win at home against the Rams. Cincinnati, they've had a good start to their season. They're 5-3. I'm not a believer in them yet. If they win this game, they will certainly make me believe.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
If they win this game, I'll start believing. So, I see the Saints winning this game. I know a lot of people will say it could be a letdown game. They just come off a big win. There are those games in the NFL. I don't see that happening this week. We will see Dez Bryant play, it sounds like. Sounds like he will be in action. Sean Payton says that Sunday he'll have more information on that, but, I mean, that's the day of the game. So, I guess we'll see if he's activated or not. If he's active for the game, he's obviously going to play. If he's not, then he's obviously not. So, I think the Saints will win 34-27. What do you think?
For the Saints and Panthers, I'm going to go...
Saints and Bengals.
I'm sorry, Saints and Bengals. I was still Panthers destruction on the mind. With Saints and Bengals, I'm going to go the same score. And I'm going to pick the Saints winning this, though.
Yeah. 34-27 or 31-27?
31-27. I'm sorry. 31-27.
Right. So you like the Saints. So we kind of expect the same sort of game.
But last time that happened, what happened?
Oh, last night's game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a blowout.
So expect a blowout from the teams we picked the opposite of.
So what game would you like to go to next?
Let's go Packers and Dolphins. I know it's not a sexy game either, like none of these games are, but we'll go Packers and Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Packers and Dolphins, and
I'm gonna go 17-14 Dolphins. I think Brock Osweiler is gonna do better than Aaron Rodgers, but the team around him is better than when Aaron Rodgers
17-14 Dolphins. Brock on the road against Aaron Rodgers. That's a bold prediction, my friend.
I think it's more the lines of who's better around their respective quarterback, and
you like the talent around the Dolphins more.
Yes.
Wow.
Have you seen how the Packers have played?
It's the NFL. Anything can happen. I am surprised by that pick, but if the Dolphins win, it's not the most shocking thing in the world. I don't think it would be the biggest upset of the week, actually, as we haven't talked about that game yet, which is the highest upset of the week possibility. So I have Green Bay winning, though, 27-17. They have to win. If they lose this game, Mike McCarthy's not coaching the team next week. I'll tell you that right now. I feel very confident in that statement. They win this game, though. I don't think it will be particularly that, that in the balance. 27-17. What do you say we take a break, Jeff, and we come back? We still have, it looks like, seven games to go. But we can do that when we return.
Sure, why not? We'll be right back after this.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back to the GSMC Football Podcast. We are talking about Week 10 matchups in the NFL. Let's move on. We got an interesting matchup here with the New England Patriots. And I wouldn't call them an arch rival, but they have gave them guff in the past. But it's the Tennessee Titans.
And Patriots knocked out the Titans last year in the playoffs. So
yes,
some history there for sure.
I got the Patriots winning this one by a score of 42-21. It just seems like the Titans are on a let's see, how do I put this? The Patriots are the Titans. Gosh, I'm off today. It's Friday, everybody. But the Titans are on a downhill slouch that can compete with any team in the NFL right now.
But they just won. Well, I mean, they're not playing
You can win, but still play sloppy.
Yeah, but, I mean, they had a good game against the Cowboys. I think it was more the Cowboys being poor, but still, they did what they needed to do. But I agree with you that I believe the Patriots will win this game. I see a 31-20 score. The Patriots' offense should do enough in this game. The Titans' defense is a pretty solid unit, but I just don't see their offense being able to compete with the Patriots over the course of the entire game, so I see the Patriots pulling away in the second half, 31-20. Shall we proceed? We should proceed. How about we talk about the Atlanta Falcons? They are facing Cleveland. They will go to Cleveland on the road. The Falcons coming off that impressive win against the Redskins. The Browns, of course, coming off that loss to the Chiefs, where I thought they did some good things in that game, but ultimately they lost to a better opponent. Jeff, what do you see in this game between the Falcons and the Browns?
I got Atlanta winning this one 38-14. Okay. I see the Browns do have a good defense and everything, sure, but the Falcons have just been on a tear on the offensive side, and I think it's going to continue with this game. Yeah. It's pretty straightforward.
All right. Are you ready for this one?
Y'all ready for this?
Put your seatbelt on.
Okay, go for it.
Click. All right. Browns win.
Are you going to say the ad?
Click. No, I was putting on my seatbelt.
Oh.
Browns win in an upset. I know what you're thinking. You're like, man, the Falcons are really good. They've been playing great football. The Browns keep losing. And you're right. You're right. You're right. But somehow, some way, I see the Browns winning this game. I think the Falcons' defense really gives Baker Mayfield the opportunity to have a big game, to have a standout game, and have a win at home. I don't feel confident in this prediction, but it is my upset of the week. Browns 27-24 over the Falcons. They get a late score to win the game. And I'll tell you this, Jeff, when they kick that game-winning field goal, their coach will know that the game is over at this time, and he won't be calling for the team to go for two, just like old Hugh did, all right? So be on the lookout for that.
Wow.
You remember when that happened? Hugh Jackson, they won the game in OT.
Yeah, but you're just going off all of a sudden out of nowhere.
All right, so what game do you want to talk about next?
What other games we got left? There are some others.
Chiefs-Cardinals is a game that we haven't talked about yet.
Sure, let's go Chiefs-Cardinals. Are we going to say that the Cardinals have a chance? No.
17-point underdog. That's the biggest underdog of the weekend.
Are we expecting them to put up a fight?
No.
Okay.
What do you think the score will be? I guess we'll be able to say with our scores what we think the game will
look. I'm going to say 28-3 Chiefs.
Yeah, okay. I could see that, but I think we'll see some more points from the Chiefs. 28-3, though, that's a blowout. I could see it happening. But I like it, 38-13. I like that variety of this game. I think the Cardinals will score a touchdown. Chiefs will probably score five, so that's what I see. What's the next game on the slate? I will tell you. How about we go Bucks-Redskins? This is an interesting game, Jeff, because the Redskins just got smoked at home. Now they go on the road to face a Tampa Bay team that we know can score points and we definitely know can give up points. I mean, if you like points, you got to like watching the Buccaneers every week.
They do put up a lot of points.
And give up even more. So,
and that's their problem.
You like who in this game?
I got the Redskins, but I don't see the Buccaneers scoring a lot of points. I see this one as 31-21.
Oh, man.
I think that's a fair assumption.
You like the Redskins 31-21. Yes. You don't think Fitzpatrick will score over 21, huh?
No, not against this Redskins defense.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's going to be a good game. I actually do like the Bucs here. I know that might seem like an upset pick. And Tampa Bay, believe it or not, Tampa Bay is favored.
Tampa Bay's favored?
Yeah.
That's kind of unusual.
I just don't see the Redskins.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
I don't see the Redskins making the playoffs. I don't think they're a playoff team, even though they have a really good record. And if the playoffs started today, they'd be in. Do you think that I'm wrong there?
No, you wouldn't be wrong.
Do you think the Redskins make the playoffs?
Yes. I see them winning the East.
Interesting. If they lose this game and the Eagles win, they're tied for first.
Fascinating.
I like the Bucks 38-31. I think there will be some points. I think Alex Smith will have a big day too, as everybody has a big day against the Buccaneers, it seems like. But Fitzpatrick shows a little bit of Fitz magic, and they pull it off 38-31. So what's the next game you want to talk about?
Let's go with the Rams game. The Rams have to bounce back from their...
Rams-Seattle? Okay.
Yeah, it's Rams-Seattle. They have to bounce back from a loss, their first loss of the season, and they're facing a very beatable team in the Seattle Seahawks. So I'm going to go with Rams on this one. The Rams are going to take this one by a score of 28-21.
Yeah, the last time these two teams played, it was a very competitive game. Rams almost got their first loss of the season. But they did win in Seattle. It's always impressive to win in Seattle. Even if Seattle's not one of the top five, top seven teams in the league, Seattle's a very tough place to play. Russell Wilson's a smart quarterback. The team is coached very well. I also like the Rams in this game. We know that the Rams have played Seattle very well. Even in the Jeff Fisher years, the Jeff Fisher years of the Los Angeles Rams, they always gave Seattle fits. So with that being said, I think Seattle will be a tough matchup this week too. I think they'll give them a good game. 31-24 is my pick for the Rams as they win another game. So we have two games left to go, Jeff. How about we go out west? We go to a rivalry game that has a lot less excitement this time around, but we know that these two teams have provided good games in the past. The Chargers and the Raiders. It's in Oakland this time. The Chargers just came off a big win against Seattle on the road. The Raiders, of course, have had 10 days to think about how Nick Mullins torched their defense. What do you see happening in this game between two AFC West rivals?
Excitement? No, I'm just kidding. I see the Chargers destroying them. Chargers are a contender for a Super Bowl, and now I know why people say that at the beginning of the season. They've been playing extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the Raiders scoring a lot, so I'm going to go 35-6 Chargers.
You know, if the Raiders scored six, they will have doubled their output from last game. That's an improvement.
Get it? It's funny because they're bad.
Yeah, I also think the Chargers are going to win and win easily. I wonder what the crowd is going to be like on Sunday. In Oakland.
I think it's still going to be a lot of Raider fans, but there might be a couple of Charger fans.
It'll be overwhelmingly Raider fans, but what I'm saying is I wonder how the crowd, like, will they boo the Raiders?
Oh, they'll boo them. They will boo. They will throw things at Gruden. They will tell Gruden sucks.
Yeah, will the fans start to turn on Gruden a little bit? Like, will we see some signs or some, I don't know, some moments where the fans express their frustration towards the head coach? We'll find out. It's a tough time. I see the Chargers winning this game 42-17. I like what that offense is doing. Rivers, we talked about the Steelers offense, Jeff, but doesn't the San Diego Chargers offense kind of remind you a little bit of the Steelers offense? They have three or four wide receivers that they use. They have a really good running back that they use all around the field in the passing game and the running game. Rivers and Big Ben are older quarterbacks that are very smart. They know how to use all their weapons. It feels like they're similar teams.
Well, yeah, they do feel like similar teams, but I just feel like one just has advantage over the other, you know?
You think the Chargers are better or worse than the Steelers right now?
It'd be a hell of a game.
Yeah, they're close.
I'm going to go with the better defense, which is the Chargers.
Yeah. But the Steelers have been playing a lot better defensively, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I like the Chargers in this game, 42-17. So it leads us, Jeff, to the last game on Sunday, the Sunday night football game. Would you like to lead us into that game here?
You mean the Cowboys and the Eagles, this classic rivalry that has been heating up as of not yet?
Yeah, the classic rivalry in the NFC East.
I wouldn't call this game close.
Sunday night football.
Okay.
So what do you see happening? Give me your crystal ball right now.
Well, last time these two played in like this late in the season, it was a pretty boring, no scoring at all type game. And I'm going to say it continues. 13-7
Eagles. 13-7
Eagles.
Wow, that would be a very boring Sunday night football game.
And that would shock nobody.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we'll see a competitive game. I don't think the Eagles are good enough to completely stifle the Cowboys.
I don't see them making the playoffs, to be honest.
I actually do like the Eagles to win the NFC East even too today. Like I said earlier, if they win this game and the Redskins lose, they're tied for first, which is crazy to me.
But if they lose, the Redskins win.
Sure. But the Eagles are at home.
You always got to look at the other side of the spectrum, my friend.
I think the Eagles will win this game. I'll say a score of like 30-24, I think sounds about right. I think there will be points. Both defenses can give up some points. Both offenses have good players. I think Elliott will have a good game. They'll find a different way to use him this week after seeing the last couple games for Ezekiel Elliott just not being utilized effectively. I think the Cowboys will change it up a little bit. I think they'll get him out in space. At least I hope to see that because I like when offenses kind of open up the playbook a little bit, get a little bit more creative. You got to find a way with a player like that to get him out in space. So I think we'll see a better Cowboys, but I think we'll see an Eagles team that ultimately wins this football game. They're just a better football team, in my opinion.
I understand that. It makes sense. It's logical. The other team is I think the Eagles are better also. The Cowboys have just been playing, how do you explain it? Bad. Coaching decisions are bad. Playing decisions are bad. It just seems like this team is going nowhere fast. And maybe they should move on with a new coach at the end of the season. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that's it for this week's games. Which game here are you most excited to watch?
Probably the one with the winning records versus each other.
The Bengals Saints?
Yeah. Probably the most interesting one.
I'm interested in seeing the Colts play the Jaguars. I know that sounds weird. They're both 3-5.
That does sound weird. You're very weird.
I want to see if the Colts can put together a good game. If they can put together another win, they remember we talked about teams that had bad records that had a chance, and I said the Colts, I felt like was like the one team that I could see making a run. Well, I feel that way. So if they win this game, maybe they start that climb. If they lose, maybe that prediction was dumb. But I guess we'll find out when the games are played.
I guess so.
But you really think the Bengals and Saints will provide you the best action?
What else was going to provide us the best action? Pick one. There's not a lot of options.
I think the Redskins and Bucks could be a fun game. It's like an interesting matchup.
I mean, sure.
Rams, Seahawks?
No.
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 No. No. No. No. La, la, la. I'm not listening to you. La, 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 la.
Eagles, Cowboys has a potential. It could go off the rails a little bit.
I hope there's a fight, then they'll go really off the rails.
What?
Because that means that's the only time we'll go off the rails if they hit each other and the rails falls off. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Get it? Get it? Okay, we're going to take a short break. When we get back,
our college football
final segment of the day, we will be talking about college football. You didn't let me finish. Very rude of you to not let me finish my sentence, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pouting now. Look what you made me do. I'm now pouting. We'll be right back, and we'll be talking about college football and the interesting games that will be happening this Saturday. We'll be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
And welcome back to the GSMC Football Podcast, the final segment. College football now. We talked about NFL Week 10. Now we're going to college football. And this is going to be very exciting. College football Saturday. I'm going to just keep saying college football like this for some reason, like I'm having an aneurysm. And we're going to go to college football Saturday. We got some games. Mm-hmm. And also today we actually have a pretty good game. We got actually multiple games. Two games today. We got something good. Number 13, Syracuse versus the 2-7 Louisville, and the 23-ranked Fresno State 8-1 versus Boise State, who is 7-2.
Yeah,
probably better game than the other one.
Right, but I really want to look at the notable games this week that have to do with some teams that are national championship contenders.
You mean Mississippi State versus Alabama?
Yeah, we can go there first. Do you think Mississippi State has a breathing chance?
They're number 16, so possibly.
Okay, so Yeah, but Alabama's at home. They're favored by 24 points.
That seems a bit much.
You think so?
For a ranked
team. They just beat LSU 29.
Well, versus a ranked team, it seems like a little much.
Alabama's playing on a different level this year, though.
Right.
Mississippi State, I mean, you look at it and you say, oh, number 16 is playing number one. But for me, it's like the gap between them is too big.
Mississippi State is 6-3, granted. But like Alabama, M1 did shut out LSU, the number three team in the nation at that time. So it seems like it's going to be Alabama. But, you know, you never know. There's always upsets. There's always anything can happen.
Alabama's averaging 51 points per game.
Yeah. I'm not ruling anything out because college football is way more unpredictable than the NFL, in my opinion.
Do you think Mississippi State will keep it under three touchdowns?
It's either going to be a blowout or something extremely close where they manage to win.
Isn't that the same? Isn't that like both aspects? Either going to be a blowout or a close game.
Well, no, three touchdowns wouldn't consider like a blowout. I wouldn't consider that a blowout.
Really?
Like, no, I'm thinking like a blowout's like 52-14 or something like that. Not like...
You don't think 42-21's a blowout? That's a blowout.
I would say like 42-28's like not that close of a game, but not a blowout.
42-28, yes, but 42-21.
That's a blowout, yeah.
So, yeah, so I was saying three touchdowns.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say anything about like... I just don't see an in-between. It's going to be like 3 points or it's going to be like 21 points.
I think we'll see Alabama win by at least four touchdowns.
Do you see where I'm getting at, though?
Yeah. Four touchdowns, at least 27 okay. points.
A game that might be also just as... It's basically the same type of rankings. Number two versus number 17, Clemson and Boston College.
Mm-hmm.
If Boston College wins this, this will change a lot when it comes to college football playoffs. We have no idea who's... And then... we'll have like maybe Georgia will take over that spot number four, and mm-hmm. Clemson will be out, and we'll never know. And then we got Florida State, Notre Dame, but Florida State's been playing very sloppy, so I see Notre Dame taking that one without much.
Clemson is a 20-point favorite, so but they are on the road against Boston College. What do you think will happen in this game?
I'm gonna go. Okay, can I take a bold prediction?
You can do whatever you want.
One of the top four teams is going to lose this week.
These are the last four games?
Exactly.
Hold on. These, what?
Well, yeah, this is the crucial time to win, and they're not going to We're going to separate the men from the boys.
These are the last four wins by Clemson, which happen to be the last four games that they've played.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Got it.
63-3. They beat number 16, 41-7. They beat Florida State 59-10, and they beat Louisville 77-16. So do you think this game will be close?
Anything's possible.
20-point.
Impossible.
20-point favorite for Clemson. I don't see Clemson even getting close to losing this football game. I really don't. It's probably 20 points sounds about right.
Yeah. But it's always nice to see like what could happen, but it's Boston College's home for this. Mm-hmm. So that puts a different factor on this.
I think we really need to focus on a game that is more of a 50-50 type matchup. Ohio State, number 10 against number 18, Michigan State. Michigan State is at home. Ohio State's favored by 3 points.
The thing is with that game, all due respect to both teams, it doesn't put a factor into if this is going to be a college football playoff type game.
I disagree.
Not. What do you mean?
If Ohio State wins this game and then they beat Michigan, they're probably in the top four.
No. Well, if they beat Michigan, they're in the top four.
That's what I'm saying. But if they're 10 now, if they beat Michigan State, they play Michigan. And then they would have the Big Ten championship. Ohio State is definitely still in the mix of making it to the playoff. They're absolutely in this.
Yeah, it just, from their ranking now, it just seems so far away, no?
Yeah, but they are going to have three games left that are against
top
15.
Do you not see the other four or five teams that are in front of them not making in the playoffs? Like Washington State, you don't see them. If they win the Pac-12, you don't see them making
it. I think Ohio State will absolutely jump Washington State. No questions asked.
Okay, do you see them jumping LSU?
Yes.
Okay.
LSU is not going to be playing in the SEC championship game. They're only going to go down.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, they're number 10. So there's 9, Georgia's 8, 7,
gonna
6, 5.
Georgia's going to lose to Alabama in the championship.
That's not entirely true.
Okay. But if it doesn't matter because Ohio State at that point, if Ohio State wins the rest of their games, they'll finish in the top 5. Now, will they get in the top 4? Possibly. More than likely, yes. But they'll definitely be in the top five. They're going to have to beat Michigan, Michigan State, and then they'll play in the Big Ten Championship, which will be another ranked opponent. So Ohio State's in the mix. That's all I'm saying. They're not out of it. If they win the rest of their games, they're probably in the college football playoff. They are Ohio State, too. We have to remember that. Like, they do get the name recognition.
Yes, they do.
They will get favored in that regard. So,
okay.
They're in it.
But I do honestly see more of Georgia make. I can see Georgia upsetting Alabama more than I see Ohio State upsetting Michigan, to be honest with you.
Wow. Yeah, Michigan's never beaten Ohio State with Jim Harbaugh.
Okay. I was about to stop. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm pretty sure they beat them before. But with Jim Harbaugh. Well, yeah, but Jim Harbaugh, I feel like, is going to break that.
We'll see.
He's going to make the. I think Michigan's making the playoffs this year.
But do you think Michigan State in this game has a chance this weekend against Ohio State? They're at home. Michigan State is at home. They're a good football team.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they pull off the upset here? It's only a 3-point spread, so it's not a big upset. But will Michigan State win this game?
If they do, it basically helps the top 10 teams more than it does anything else. But I can still see Michigan State pulling it off.
So what do you think will happen?
Michigan State will win. I could see an upset. Why not?
Okay. I like Ohio State. I think their offense is just too good. I think they'll win by 10 points. I think it'll cover the spread. But we will see. Other notable college games you want to discuss?
I think that should do it.
Well, we need to talk about Notre Dame real quick because...
Well, they're facing Florida State.
Yes, but their starting quarterback is not playing. He's injured. So it can throw a weird thing into this, right?
Like, I still don't see Florida State winning this game. I think right. I think overall the Notre Dame's team can be just fine without...
But Notre Dame hasn't been winning in the most pretty fashion this year, and they're missing their quarterback. Their second string quarterback was benched early in the year. And he was really poor for them. So
Notre Dame's is favored by 16.5.
Mm-hmm. And they'd probably be favored by 27 or so if they had their normal quarterback. So,
I still see Notre Dame winning this. I don't see Florida State winning this. How Florida State's been playing this whole season, it's been extremely sloppy. So I just don't see them going far.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we're done here. I think we're done for the football podcast. Check out the Fantasy Football Podcast on the GSMC Network if you haven't already, because that is also out for later on today. I know a lot of people like football, college football, but most of us who are fans of this game are playing fantasy football, so it's a great way to listen to a different perspective on these games, and we talk about how to set your lineups in the best way possible so you can go win some money and brag to your friends about how good you are and how smart you are. So,
no, you're giving us credit. Don't take all the credit.
How
dare you? What? Oh, that's true. Well, we can never know exactly what's going to happen, so... That's how life works. But please tune us in.
A box of chocolates?
Sure, why not? Let's go Forrest Gump. Let's Forrest Gump this. So tune us in on Monday for the
football. Or
tune us out on Monday for the football podcast as we recap week 10, as well as preview the Monday night football matchup that's going to happen between the 49ers and the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you on Monday for the football podcast. But make sure you listen to our fantasy football podcast today on Friday. Have a good one, everybody.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Football Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.